Greetings, everyone. My name is Nick Mhlongo, a South African novelist, essayist, short story writer, and travel journalist. Thank you for inviting me to the Wellbeings Individuals and Communities Forum. My contribution to this topic will be based on my own experience and the book I edited last year called Black Text, Burden or Ubuntu, which was published by Jonathan Ball Publishers in 2019. In this book, I managed to put together 26 essays by different South African contributors from urban and rural areas, male and female, young and old, from different artistic and working backgrounds. The common theme about this book lies in the fact that it tells more about the everyday life of Black South Africans. It delves into the essence of a Black family life and the secret anguish of family members who often battle to cope. So, how do the essays in the book link to our discussion of today, well-beings, individuals and communities? Most of the essays explore the three layers of the support structures for the well-being of individuals among Black people in the townships and elsewhere in South Africa. And these are, first, family structure, community structure, and then government structure. All these structures subscribe to the old guiding African principle, which says in isiZulu, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. This can be loosely translated as I am because you are, meaning a person is a person through other people. So it is the concept that shows that we are all interdependent on each other. In the book, different contributors, including myself, talk about the importance of family towards our well-being. The idea of family within an African setup does not begin and end with immediate family members. It includes also distant relatives and community at large. This is very important. For example, when my father died in 1989, I was still young and in high school. Only my one of my family members, my brother was working amongst the nine siblings that we were. So my brother had to take the responsibility of raising the family. Some of the family members, for instance, were shared among my uncles and aunts. And they had to make sure that we go to school, we are clothed and fed, and until we are old enough to look after ourselves. So naturally, in African families, we grow up within this interdependent structure for our well-being. It helps to keep family intact. So in the book, a number of authors write positively about how much their well-beings benefited from these structures and how much joy they get from being able to give back once they start earning. Right now, for instance, I am looking after my brother that used to look after me is no longer working. He's on pension. So with the little that I earn, I have to make sure that I help his sons, for instance, and daughters to go to school. It doesn't necessarily mean that I have to help them financially alone, but I have also to, whenever I have an opportunity, for instance, I have to show them how to apply to for jobs, how to apply to get into universities, how to apply for bursaries. And That is exactly what I enjoy doing because I benefited from the interdependent structures that has been laid down for me before. However, most people talk about apartheid, that socially engineered black poverty, which denied black people an opportunity to build generational wealth. They contend that the government has a duty to address South African economic challenges of the past through affirmative action, welfare structures, decent education, and creating jobs. In conclusion, in a society like South Africa, where I come from, where there's too much high level of unemployment, absent fathers, high economic inequalities, high crime rate, and poverty, the well-beings of individuals and communities depend on the interdependence of family, community, and government structures. This bond is very important today as we experience coronavirus pandemic that is threatening our well-being every day. Thank you.